Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We don't want to stop praising the Lord right now. Praise God. What an opportunity. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise God. Praise God. Turn to someone and tell them how good you feel in the Lord. Praise God. After all, we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I said we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You may be seated. I want to let you know at the conclusion of this service, we're going to ask all the people that are going to be part of the Revival Ridge service today to come up to the front, and Pastor Roy wants to bring the elders up. We want to pray for you. We want you to understand that this is, you're not going alone. You're going with the prayers and the blessings not only of this church, but the glory of God's going with you. Praise God. Recently, Pastor Roy has been challenging our church with a series with a theme, God, show me your glory. Guess what? We are going to show that community God's glory. Praise God. Pastor Phil preached a message last Sunday morning that was amazing. Please download some of these messages because we want everybody to be on the same page. So the title of my message this morning is When Preparation Meets God's Glory. I say when preparation meets God's glory. You know, there's a saying in the world that says success always comes when preparation meets opportunity. Successful people are not just successful because of some thing that they do. In their heart, they're preparing themselves. How much more should we, the Church of the Living God, be preparing our hearts to meet God's glory? Hallelujah, hallelujah. The scripture in the verses for this teaching that Pastor Roy's been bringing us is found in the book of Exodus in the 33rd chapter. Just to give you a little background, Moses was face to face with God. He was in the tent of meeting. And God was angry with the people because when Moses went up to the mountain to meet with God 40 days and 40 nights, they decided he wasn't coming back and had Aaron make them a golden calf. And when they came down, God was wroth. He was ready to take all of these people and just get rid of them and start anew with Moses. And Moses pleaded with him. In fact, he went as far as say, please, kill me. If you're going to kill them, kill me too. But as we get into this, we need to understand that God loves us with so much love that Moses prevailed. And God agreed to go with them. We're going to pick this up in Exodus, the 33rd chapter, and starting with verse number 14. Now, God told Moses in Exodus 33:14, and he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And Moses replied in verse number 15. He said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry me not up thence. What Moses was really saying is, Lord, if your presence is not with me, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here until I can feel your presence. I know I have no way that I can do what you're asking me to do without your presence. God had suggested that he would send an angel with Moses, but he was not going to come. His presence was not going to be with them. He said, if I go with you guys, what's going to happen? I just might break out and kill you all. I'm paraphrasing this, but that's what he was saying, praise God. Moses said, you know, this is what a lot of church leaders need to understand. If the presence of God is not in your church, you're not going anywhere. I saw a bumper sticker the other day, and it said, boldly going nowhere. I said, what? Boldly going nowhere. It always had peace signs and alternate lifestyles signs on it, which made it kind of appropriate. But I couldn't believe it. He was saying, listen, I don't have any idea where I'm going or what I'm doing or where this church is going, but I'm going, and I'm taking all you with me. Help us, Jesus. But I thank God that we have been given pastoral leadership that are seeking after the presence of God. Hallelujah. And yes, let's give our pastors a hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Exodus 33 and 16. It continues, for wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? In other words, if people come into your church and they don't feel the presence of God, he said, how will they know that you're with me? Is it not that thou goest with us? It's true. So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the earth. Moses knew what was set his church apart from all the other churches. His church in the wilderness was led by the presence of God. Aren't you happy that when you come into this place, hallelujah, that you feel the actual presence of God? So, and the Lord spoke back to Moses, and he said, I will do this thing thou also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight. I know thy name. Paul I know. Peter I know. Who are you? Praise God. I'm glad that we are called by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name that I wear, I didn't make it up. It was given to me by the Almighty God that was robed in flesh. We inherited the name of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But then Moses didn't stop there. He was on a roll. Verse number 18, and Pastor Roy's been leading into this. He said, and Moses said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Show me thy glory. Calvary Gospel Church services have been filled with the presence of God for over 70 years. I've never been in a church that has the presence of God like there is here. 70 years, this church has been preaching the truth. People were being baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. By the way, behind this wall here, we have a baptismal tank. And if there's anyone desiring to be baptized in the precious name of Jesus Christ for the removal of your sins, right back here, I'm calling on you. There's a lady here that would like to be baptized after the service. You may have to stand in line, because what you're going to need to do is be the first to get up there. Where's the faith? Hallelujah. Praise God. So, with all of that, and people are being filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Our doctrine, my friends, is a far cry from what a lot of folks are preaching in this community. We're not talking about letting Jesus Christ into our life, becoming our personal servant's Savior. We're talking about a true apostolic biblical experience that will take you from darkness to light, that will change you, change you, change you, change you. Please understand, you're looking at one of the Humpty Dumpties of this world. When I walked in here, I didn't have the things. I didn't have my card. There wasn't enough cards to make a full deck. Praise God. But I know a God who took me from the darkness of this world. You know, Calvary Gospel Church was evil spoken of. People mocked this church. People called us heretics, snake handlers, holy rollers. Thank you, Jesus, for holy rollers. I say, thank you, Jesus, for holy rollers. I thank God that people can feel free to stand up and run around this auditorium, because we are expressing the glory and the presence of God in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The actual presence of God is here. Praise God. Praise God. We have, you know, after all of the negativity that we've experienced all the years, would you believe that now we have pastors coming and they want to meet with our pastor? They want to say, hey, we'd like to talk to you. We want to see. We look at your board out there. How are you getting all these people in here? How are you keeping them? Thank you, Jesus. Aren't you glad that you're in a church? You know, finding people is one thing. Keeping them is quite another. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful. You know, for over 40 years, Bishop Moses Grant preached for 40 years or more. And the presence of God was with Brother Grant every step of the way. And he built this church with a solid foundation of the Word of God. And I thank God for Bishop Grant. He's not here today, but I want you to know God has blessed us for all these years. Our growth has been amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But it's nothing like we're going to see. We have not scratched the surface in where God is taking this church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Recently, Bishop Grant, Moses passed the mantle to Roy Joshua Howard Grant. Joshua. You think there's, I'm not kidding with you. We have come into another dimension, and Pastor Roy is leading us. Everyone who wants to go there can go there. And I am so excited about what Pastor Roy is bringing to this church, because listen, if we stay where we are right now, we will never get into the land that God has promised this church. He has promised us the land, but we still need to go out and possess the land. We cannot possess the land in this building. It will not happen. We will have to be anointed. We're going to leave this building with the presence of God that we felt 70 years, but we're taking that presence out into a community that's starving and dying for somebody to stand up and tell them, what do I do about my divorce? What do I do about all these things that are in my soul and I can't seem to get over them? I'm addicted. I'm broken. Hallelujah. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has given us this land to possess it. And I am so thrilled that I'm still alive and here and been able to help possess this land in whatever way I can be of assistance. Praise God. Praise God. 1 Chronicles 16:24. When we go out of these doors, we have but one purpose, and that is to declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. People don't want to hear about your church. They want to hear about your God. They want to know about Jesus. They want to understand where you were and what God has done for you. And God is today looking for men and women who are willing to declare God's glory, to declare God's glory, not satisfied with church as usual. Anybody here want to change? Listen, we know this, but without change, it's impossible to get different results. And I tell you, I love being in his presence. I love all of our services. And I'm so thankful that we're having the presence and the moves of God that we have. But we must be willing to take his presence out of this building and go to the highways and the byways and go to those who are halt and lame and maimed. There is no sinner out there in our community that is too far gone. There's nobody that cannot be saved. I don't care how deep the sin is. I don't care how bad the addiction is. God's holy presence. Hallelujah. Show me thy glory. Listen, when God shows us his glory, it's not going to be some cloud with smoke and mirrors. It's going to be a manifestation of the Spirit that called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And it's going to transform lives. People are going to see that never saw before. People who were deaf are going to have their ears opened. And the power of God's going to permeate this place. If you check out revivals from the past, you'll find that revivals all started right in a heart of one or two people. And they became so burdened down when they looked at their community. How, God, are we going to win these 500,000 people? What are we going to say to them? How are we going to do it? Don't worry about that. Don't worry about how we're going to do it. Just begin to seek his glory. Just begin to worship him with all of your heart. And begin to prepare yourself. My God is looking for people who will boldly go into the throne room and say, show me thy glory, O Lord. Show me thy glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And listen, if you go into the throne room, the first thing you need to do, and we covered all this last year when God was preparing us for this year, repent. Clean yourself out. Get all the spots and all the blemishes and all the wrinkles that are in your life. God is willing, not willing that any one person should perish, but all should come to repentance. Oh my God, what an opportunity. Listen, I've waited all my spiritual life to be at this place in this time. My God, what an opportunity for everyone who's hungry. Young people, I'll tell you, my heart is so envious. I know my time here is short, but I want you to know something. These young people, We have got to show them the glory of God. If all they ever see is what we're doing right here today and now, it's not going to be good enough. They'll be swallowed up by a world that's designed to kill them. Hallelujah. But when we see these blinded eyes open, and we see the deaf ears unstopped, and we see people's lives being changed, hallelujah, it's going to be awesome. And when the Son sets you free, ye shall be free indeed. Oh, lift up your hands, would you please? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's worship him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Haggai 2:9. I love this scripture. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. I said, the glory of this latter house. Hallelujah. 70 years are over there, but this latter house, my friend, is going to be greater. Hallelujah. Greater than anything we've ever experienced. Hallelujah. And in this place, I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Nothing like the peace of God. Nothing like it. In light of what's going on in this world, you begin to pray and you feel that wonderful peace that passeth all human understanding. People look at you and they can't understand. What in the world are you so happy about? Glad you asked. I'm so glad you asked. And you're able to share with them. Listen, everybody's going to die. One out of one people are going to die. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. The point is not whether you're going to die or not. What state is your soul going to be when you leave this earth? This opportunity that Pastor Roy is bringing to us is so amazing, because if you buy into this, if you buy into this, you will not only save others, but you'll save yourself. Hallelujah. Because you'll be under the authority of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. The judgments of God are hanging over the United States of America. We cannot pick up a newspaper without becoming disgusted with events that are happening. I picked up the paper this morning. I very seldom read the newspaper on Sunday. But I glanced at this picture in the Wisconsin State Journal. And there is this crazy-looking woman with tattoos all over her body. The quotation was, she's a pastor in a church, in a denominational church. They have over 2,000 people coming to their church. She's 6'1", used to be a bodybuilder and a stand-up comedian. 2,000 people are coming because they think she's cool. Buses are coming up there to watch this lady. And they're wide as a gate. And many that will fall into perdition. Listen to me. She says, you know, I'm unconventional. She says, I swear like a truck driver. How would you like your pastor to have a mohawk and swear like a truck driver? Truck driver. You don't have to worry about me. I can't do a mohawk. But listen to me. Praise God. There's so much going on in the spiritual world right now. We are battling spiritual wickedness in high places. High, high places. So many things happening. But the good news is that God has already given us this land. We have been marching around for 40 years, and we have a strong, solid foundation of people to go into the battlefield. We have truth. We have the presence. Praise God. That's good news to me. 500,000 souls in Dane County and rising are counting upon somebody to show them the glory of God. Somebody will stand up to them in spite of persecution, in spite of what's going on in their own life. And as I was praying for this message, Pastor Roy, that still small voice began to speak to me. And I said, is he changing my message? It's way too late to do that, God. Please, 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 please. Those of you that stand behind this pulpit know that feeling. And when you close your eyes, you pray against it, it's right there again. It's right there again. But it wasn't one of those change your messages. It was something that God wanted me to share with several of you. Not everyone will be willing to receive what Pastor Roy has been preaching. And I said, well, why, Lord? Because the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches has clouded their mind. They are good people, but they must remember, not everybody who thinks that just because they're here at Calvary Gospel Church that they're going to see the glory of God. I will only show my glory to those who are hungering and thirsting after my righteousness. So don't try to hide behind the bush, my friend. Don't try to think, well, I can raise my hand and I can pretend like I'm feeling what everybody else is feeling. It's not going to work. We're going someplace. I say we're going someplace, and God is going to perform great and mighty signs. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people think that the glory of God is just going to be like a mist and a cloud, and suddenly God's just going to appear. It's not going to happen that way. It's going to be a mighty rushing outpouring of His Holy Spirit, and we're going to see and experience things that we've never seen before. But it doesn't come just because we want it to come. Every prayer that you pray, every time you seek God for this to happen, it's another drop of water in the bucket. One of these days, the fullness of time is going to come. And one of these days, it's going to happen. We've had it happen. This is a wonderful church. We've had people heal here. We've seen, but they're just like little spot things, and they're here, and they're there, and they're here, and they're there. If you check out historically the revivals in the United States and in the world and in the Bible, they all started with people that said, you know, there's got to be more than this. I'm 72. There's got to be more than this. If this is all I ever experience, I'm losing. I want more of this. I said, I want more of this. Hallelujah. I cannot be satisfied with what I'm receiving right now. And if that's how you're feeling, you're going to be passed right on by. You won't be able to play catch-up church because the church is going to be so far ahead of you, you won't be able to get there from where you're at. Scripture talks about that when the 10 virgins, 5 had oil and 5 did not have oil. They were all virgins, so I have to assume that every one of those were baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. When the bridegroom cometh, my friend, there's going to be no time for you to put oil in your lamp. I want to pray through. I haven't spoken in tongues for 10 years, but listen, I'm going to pray through because I want to experience the glory of God. Too late! It's not going to happen. Hallelujah. You have to be constantly seeking Him. Good days, bad days, doesn't make any difference. The only thing that's going to make any difference is your relationship with the Holy God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm so thankful that I'm here at this day and this hour. Praise God. Only those who are willing to pay the price are going to experience this. Hallelujah. But you'll pay a price either way. I'd rather pay the price for Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of Matthew, the 17th chapter, God showed His glory to 3 of His disciples. Let's look at that. Matthew 17 and 1. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, His brother, and bringeth them up to a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and His face did shine as the sun, and His raiment as white as light. And then let's go to Luke 9:32, just so we understand what they saw there. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. God forbid that someone would miss church or not be ready to receive God's glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke 9:20. They were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw His glory. Listen, I want to see His glory. I am seeking God's glory. God does not receive my glory, does not receive your glory, does not receive this church's glory. His glory is the only thing that will keep us. His glory is the only thing that will transform our lives. Praise God. The question I have, why only 3, Pastor Roy? Where were the other 9? We say, well, that's the only ones He wanted up there. Could it be that He couldn't get them out of bed? I'm just speculating now. Could it be they were so heavy with sleep that 9 of them missed the most wonderful opportunity to see the glory of God because they missed church that day? Oh, help me, Jesus. Could it be they were sleeping? I don't know. I don't know that. The scripture doesn't tell us. The one thing I do know, three woke up and saw the glory of God. Do you want to be one of those trees? Lift up your hands. Praise Him and worship Him. I want to be awake to see God's glory when it comes. Praise God. Psalms 103 and 3. The Bible says, glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Praise God. When our preparation meets the glory of God, we will never be the same. You will be transformed, just like it said in the scripture. Things will look different. You'll see things that you've never seen before. You'll have the mind of Christ. Jesus Christ, He's been with us. We felt His presence, but He wants to be in us in a dimension we've never been before. Praise God. We could not build a church, Pastor Roy, big enough to hold the vision that Bishop Grant gave us 10 or 12 years ago. And he had a vision of 20,000 soul revival. Praise God. And we all asked ourselves, how are we going to do this? Joshua comes along and says, that's easy. This is what we're going to do. We're going to establish neighborhood churches all over this city. We're going to establish the presence of God in the highways, in the byways. We're going to go where the people are at. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So you say, well, that's not church the way I know it. That's the church that God knows. They met in the houses. They met in places. They took small groups of people and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. They won't come to you. You've got to go to them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Roy's vision, I'm buying into it. I don't know about you, but I'm buying into it. And I think you'd be wise to buy into it. You don't have to understand it. Just submit to the authority that God has given us. And if you'll do that, God will give you the rest that you need to really buy into it. Praise God. If you go out through the Bible, you'll see that great men of God were always prepared to do what God had called them to do. You take the great leader Moses. It took God 40 years to get him prepared to lead 3.5 million people out of the land of Egypt. He had to go through a lot of things, but when God called on him, he was ready. And we know the results of all that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Kid David was shown God's glory. He faced a 10-foot giant. Hallelujah. We all rejoice in that. But the question I ask you today, where was the other thousands and thousands of soldiers and mighty men of God? Where were they? God had to reach all the way back and get a teenage child. Praise God. So why did God choose him? He was prepared. You think he had any chance against the lion or the bear? But God didn't say, go get that bear, I'll be with you. He charged the bear because it was in his heart. You think a 12, 13-year-old boy is going to be able to take on a lion? God didn't give him instructions. He just went. And when he went, God said, that's what I'm looking for. Don't worry about how you're going to do it. Don't worry about how you're going to kill this giant. All you got to do is be willing to go. My glory will back you up. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. When Elijah was passing his mantle to his successor, do you know, 50 prophets were there. What were they doing? They're sitting back. They wanted to see what's going to happen. They didn't want to get in the action. These are people who only come to church on, you know, day. They want to be part of Calvary Gospel Church, but they want to put anything in a pot. They don't want to put any skin in the game. So they're way back there saying, what's that fool doing now? What's that Pastor Roy telling us to? How many churches are we going to have in this community? Huh. I don't know this. I don't know about this. There he is. And there they all sat there, and they all missed the glory of God. Every one of them missed the glory of God except one man. Hallelujah. Why did only one man? Because he prepared himself. He was ready. He was a servant. He was meeting every need of his master. And he declared he wasn't going to, what do you want? He said, I want a double portion of what you've got. And I believe Pastor Roy's asked God, say, I want a double portion of what my dad had. And God's given it to him. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Let's get behind our pastor. Let's believe God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we become in one mind and one accord, listen, there's no force in hell, no gate in hell that be able to withstand this. If you know what happens to so many folks is they get hung up on their needs. I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. I don't have this, I don't have that. I need rent, I need clothes, I need... Listen, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things that you have need of are going to be added unto you. You will never get the things you need if you do not seek God's glory first. Just like people who can't make ends meet. You're tithing. Well, I can't afford to tithe, Pastor Roy. Tithe first, and then God will meet all of your need according to His riches and glory. Then you're in synchronization with His Word. And that's what keeps us alive, is being right with His Word. Some people get the idea that one of these days I'm going to be spiritual. No, 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 it's not going to work that way. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. If you don't rejoice and be glad in it today, the devil will find an excuse for your tomorrow and the next day and the next day. It's just not going to happen. You're believing a lie and you're living a lie. Hallelujah. But I thank God for the faithful people here at Calvary Gospel Church. Praise God. God is not a respecter of persons. I believe God, with all my heart, is calling and going to call more people into this fight, in this battle, than we ever imagined. A fire gets started. Usually, one person throws a match on it. You get two people. You get three people. Next thing you know, the wind starts blowing. It blows wherever it wants to. You don't know how it got there. But suddenly that fire is not just a little trickle. It's a flame. It's a flame that can devour evil as fast as it comes at you. And you begin to win some battles that you've lost over the years. And you begin to feel the essence and power of the living God in your life. Listen, let's get it right now while we still can. Let's get this right while we can still make a difference in the lives of so many people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thousands of people are still talking about those great men and women of God who had prepared themselves to receive the things that God had in His glory. Daniel experienced the glory of God when he refused to stop praying three times a day. 90-year-old Daniel had been preparing for that moment all of his life. And he was not about to stop praying because someone had made an edict that you cannot pray certain times of the day or to the golden image or whatever he was praying against that time. But he opened up his windows and he began to pray. He wanted them to see him. He wanted them to see him. I think that what he really wanted is to see the glory of God. In his heart he said, you know what? All these years I've been living for God. God's not going to let me down for doing something righteous. If you allow me to embellish that a little bit. That's just my opinion. I don't have scripture on it. But to get me in the lion's den, you'd have to probably catch me. And it wouldn't be hard because my legs are only as tall as Tim's. Oh, sorry. Praise God. You know, as you look at that story, the thing that I really love about it is what happened when the king knew he had been tricked into signing a decree that everybody was going to be thrown in the lion's den. The king, he didn't know what to do, so finally he walks Daniel out there. He was very wroth. He was very sorrowful about it. He said, don't worry, Daniel. The God that you serve is going to be able to deliver you from the lions. He didn't say if. He said, the God that you serve is going to deliver you from the lion's den. Here's a non-believer that was so impressed with the glory of God he saw on the life of Daniel that he said, don't worry, Daniel. I may be the king of hundreds of thousands of people, but you're God. is going to take care of you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then when he came to the lion's den, and he said, Daniel, is the God that you serve, was he able to deliver you? And Daniel says, he was able. Glory to God. He was able. I don't know where you're at today, but your God is still able. Doesn't make any difference where you're at. Doesn't make any difference what's going on in your life. Our God is able. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. You have to think a little bit deeper into that story. What would have happened if Daniel had refused to do what if he would agreed to do? What if he had just said, you know, I'm going to pray. I'm not going to pray during those times. I'm just going to shut my doors. No, nobody's going to know whether I'm praying or not. So I'm going to compromise a little bit. Think of the ramifications to that whole country, to all the Jewish people in that country. If that edict would have went through, you know what happened after that? Pastor Roy, the king says, you know what? I want to make a decree. There's only going to be one God in this country. It's going to be Daniel's God, because he's the only true God. Woo! In captivity, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God throughout the Bible, my friends. It's all about preparation. We've had this preached to us since I've been here at this church over 34 years. Every day, you seek God. Every day, you pray. Now we're focusing a little more. Every day, you pray, God, show me your glory. Show me your glory. I want to be a vessel where God chooses to show his glory through. That when circumstances rise up in your life, you're not going to shrink back. You're going to boldly walk into those hospital rooms and you're going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. You're going to be walking through the mall and you're going to see a paraplegic there and you're going to say, God just spoke to me, and rise up and walk. Do you know what's going to happen here at Calvary Gospel Church when the glory of God comes to this place? It's going to be, we're standing room only. Take a number. Listen, it's not going to be like we used to have it. It's going to be spreading like wildfire. The first person that gets saved or the wheelchair, it's going to be an amazing transformation of how we do church. We won't think the same. We won't walk the same. We won't talk the same. But what we will have is the glory of God. This old flesh of yours is going to be passing away one of these days. The only thing that's going into heaven with you is what you did or did not do for Jesus Christ and his kingdom. Let's give God some glory here right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. If you're a guest here today and you've never experienced true biblical salvation, that's the glory of God. Salvation is one of the greatest miracles in the entire scripture, that he can take darkness and make it light. He can take a heart that's clouded with sin and corruption and turn it inside out and clean it out. Hallelujah. He puts the holy scrubbing oil on you and takes all of that stuff out of your life. People say, well, how come you don't drink anymore? Because I don't want to. If you don't smoke anymore, because I don't want to. The things that he takes away from us, they're repulsive. You don't want to do them anymore. I'd smoke as much as I want to. I just don't want to. I don't want to do any more alcoholic beverages. I want to be clean and pure and holy and righteous in the sight of God, so that when he calls my name, whether it be to do something for him or he calls me up to glory, I will be ready to meet my Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. John, the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, I love this book. But God revealed his glory, the Bible says, to everyone who received him. John 1 and 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. To become a son of God? I said to become a son of, I'm the son of Paul Thomas, but I can become the son of God and join heir with Jesus Christ. I can sit in heavenly places far above all principality and power, dominion and might. Are you kidding me? Oh, hallelujah. What an opportunity. Praise God. Praise God. Every time I read these scriptures in the Gospel of John, the 17th chapter, I tell you, it just almost takes my breath away. Because these promises are made to you and I. John 17:20, neither I pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Now, God, Jesus Christ is praying to the Almighty God, right? And he's praying for his disciples because he's leaving them. But then he said, I'm not just praying for my disciples. I'm praying for all the people that hear their words. Pick up your Bible. Their words are in there. You're in there because of the Bible. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. John 17:21. Now there's a reason. There's a reason why he's doing this, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me. And I in thee, that they may also be one with us. Oh, Pastor Roy. God inside of me, the hope of glory. Me? Why? Because he wants to be one with me as he is with God. Hallelujah, John 17:22, in the glory, the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. When you go down in water baptism in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, the glory that God gave the Lord Jesus Christ goes into you, and he wants us to have it. And why is that? That they may be one, even as we are one. When we all get to heaven, there's going to be one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father above all, through all, in you all. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. I hope you're getting this. Praise God. John 17:24, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. He's doing all this so we can get to heaven to behold his total glory, so we can take part in the glories of heaven. Praise God. Oh, my God. If you're feeling the presence of God here this morning, and there's something pulling on your heart as the musicians come, this message is for you. If you're here today as a member of Calvary Gospel Church and you're saying, well, you know, I want to buy into this. I'm going to start doing this. See, you start doing things not because you feel like doing them. You start being obedient to authority because that's God's will. And if you're not in the authority that's over you, all the authority below you is going to be destroyed. Just a thought. But there's some people here today, no doubt, that have never been baptized into the precious name of Jesus Christ. We're going to give this opportunity to receive God's glory. You know, the crazy thing about salvation is crazy to me, because I don't understand why people are not willing to say that they're a sinner. Why are people so filled with pride that they say, you know what, I'm not that bad. I'm not Charlie Manson, so I'm going to be okay. Not right, not right, not right. The God of this world has blinded the minds of those who cannot obey this gospel. Praise God. God's not looking for part-time help. He's looking for full-time apostolic blood wash workers, people who are willing to stand up and believe the glory of God is coming here. Stand with me if you will. I'm asking our praise team to sing a song. And as I do that, if you're feeling the presence of God and you're wondering if there's something more that you need, you came at the right time, the right place. If you're here and you need to renew your attitude and spirit, you're at the right place. If you're part of Revival Ridge, please come forward at this time. We want to trust God's glory to go with you. Praise God, praise God.